The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told the parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, good afternoon, everyone. Humility. Humility comes from the Greek word, which I think is humus, meaning earth, to be close to earth. Huh? And really, this is a good definition because those who are humble have their feet planted on the ground and they know their place. No, they live in reality. Whereas those who are not humble, the prideful, live in their own minds in pride. My personal definition of humility is to know our place before God and amidst our brothers and sisters. To know our place. Like in the gospel today, when does the trouble begin? Huh? And this is true in everyday life. Trouble begins when we do not know where our place is. When we try to take the place of others, sometimes we even try and take the place of God in our lives or in the lives of other people. And when we don't know where to ground our feet, that's when trouble begins. When we try to take others' places, we try to put our place where we should not be. Again, sometimes we even try to take the place of God. But when we are humble, we avoid problems because we are where we should be, before God and one another. You know, the typical examples of people who don't know their proper place, of those who are not humble, well, are like what? Nosy neighbors, the self-righteous, those who have a judgment ready for everybody. Yesterday, I had celebrated a wedding here at the parish, and afterwards we had gone to the reception, and it was just nice to be there and have fun. Then I was thinking, no, there are two types of people at a party. Those who just want to go there and have a good time, and then those who are the labelers, let's call them. Those who like to put labels on everybody, and thank God they're very few. But there are some people who go to a party not to have a good time, but to be judge of everybody else. They go and they want the high place so that they can watch what's going on, so that they can watch everyone and they have their checklist, no? Whose dress is too short, whose dress doesn't fit her correctly, how many beers this fellow has had, how many beers Father Ryan has had. I only had three last night, okay? No. And then sometimes there are those who account for everything. Oh, the flowers must have cost this much, the cake this much, her dress this much, his tuxedo this much. How can you have a good time at a party if you have that attitude, right? You go to a party not to be miserable, but to have fun. I go to eat. But you go to a party to have fun, to eat, to drink, to dance, to be, to mingle with others, to have a good time. Not to have a checklist of or to a labeler to put, oh, this upon him or her. No. Last night was just good to be at a party and have fun. Not to be miserable. There are those who go to a party who are miserable and they want to make everybody else at the party miserable. And you want to know something? They don't dance. You know why? Because they're afraid somebody might put a label on them, right? So this is, you know, even Jesus uses so often this image of the banquet, a wedding banquet, to describe heaven. You know, when you go to a wedding banquet, that's what you do. You have fun. You celebrate the love of God. You celebrate the love of a couple. Even the image or the scripture makes use often of wine, the joy of wine, no? The joy that wine is able to bring. And that's what we as Christians must have. No, this attitude to be joyful, not to be miserable. No, how do we become miserable? When we expect too much of ourselves, and that's not humility, that's pride. When we want these seats of honor, when we want titles, when we have to live up to these standards that we want to label ourselves with. That's not healthy. That's not the Christian attitude. The Lord wants us to do what? To serve. To take the lowest place, because that's what Jesus did. Part of our solemn profession ceremony, we the Adorno Fathers take four vows, poverty, chastity, obedience, and our founder, in response to the corruption in the clergy during their time, they decided to add a fourth vow, not to seek ecclesiastical dignities. The abstract of this is humility. And so when we make our solemn profession, part of the rite is you choose a brother, and it's normally a brother who you have a hard time getting along with, and you wash his feet as a sign of service, as a sign of humility, to take the lowest spot, the spot of one who serves, the spot of Jesus, because he came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus didn't go around putting labels on other people. And in fact, in the gospel today, what does he say? No, when you hold a banquet, who do you invite? The poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, the outcast. What does that mean? Get rid of labels. No, because we like to, somebody told me on the trip to the Holy Land, control is an illusion, right? And it's so true. No? When we put labels on other people, on situations, on things, we want to be organized. We want to be in control. But really, ultimately, it's God who is in control. And so he says, when you hold a banquet, invite all these people, the outcasts of society. Why? And Pope Francis captures this very well in his Angelus message for today. No, the Pope says, Jesus invites us to a selfless generosity. Let me stop right there. Because often when we encounter a person, this is not the case for everybody, thank God. You know, but when we first encounter a person, the automatic human response is what? What can I get from you? Are you going to make me feel good? If I pose in a picture with you, am I going to look good so that I can post it on my Facebook or my Instagram? No. Are you going to feed me? That's all. It's a human response. No. It's a utilitarian response. How can I benefit from this encounter with you? But Jesus says, don't expect ever anything in return. Oh, and so the Pope says, Jesus invites us to a selfless generosity, a generosity that does not expect anything in return, to open the way for a much greater joy, that of being partakers of God's own love. Everybody here has been to a family gathering, right? And you know how good it feels when everybody gets along at the gathering. And we all know how terrible it feels, how awkward it is when there's a when the party's divided, right? Isn't that a living hell? When you go to a party and people are not getting along, you know there's this hot tension that you can slice with a knife in the air, right? But look at the opposite. Look at how good it is. The scripture says, how good it is when brothers live in unity. How good it is when we are at a family gathering and everybody is at peace, everybody's smiling, everybody is dancing. That's what God wants. But when we divide ourselves, when we put labels on ourselves, we can't enjoy the party. But when we get rid of these labels, when we realize that we're all in it together, that we are all God's people, no matter what tongue we speak, no matter what color we skin we have, no matter what our pasts may be, no matter what our differences may be, whether we're blind, we're lame, we're crippled, we're outcasts, at the banquet table of God, we are all one. We must remove anything that divides us. We must remove these labels so that we can enjoy the party. So often the saints are depicted as being serious. So often the saints are depicted in poses that are unhuman. Like, look at Mary here. Who stands like that, right? I've never seen anybody stand. Mary was a woman of joy. Mary should have a smile on her face because she was the mother of God. We should have smiles on our faces because we have been redeemed by Jesus, our risen Savior. What does that mean? We should enjoy the party. Not put labels on one another, but get along. Love one another, because that's what Jesus calls us to do. Love one another as I have loved you. He didn't say label one another as I have labeled you all. He says love one another. And so, brothers and sisters, let's do it. Let's get rid of anything that hinders our love for one another, and let's move forward. I always say, my favorite word in Spanish is adelante. We have to move forward. We have to move forward towards our encounter with Christ, but we're not in it by ourselves. That's why we are community. That's why we are the body of Christ. We are one. And therefore, let's serve one another in the spirit of Christ. Enough with, the dog-eat-dog mentality of society, where we climb over one another to get to the top. Rather, let's look to be in the same spot as Jesus, washing one another's feet, so that we can serve one another in the same spirit as Jesus did. Amen.